And now the Great American Folk Show, a little place on the radio where we commune with you to share stories and sing some songs and talk to some good people with great voices. Tish Hinojosa is on the program today. Her new album, With a Guitar and a Pen, is her number 17th album. She continues to shine as one of America's most thoughtful singer-songwriters, and certainly today you'll catch the glow. Musician Hattie Whitehead joins us all the way from London. North Dakota poet Emma Katka will share three originals. And Bill Thomas, who worked at Prairie Public Broadcasting for many years, now retired, talks about his favorite song of the moments, little folk song. And here's a little hint for you. All you need is just a little space right on the floor. I'm Tom Brousseau. It's good to have you with us. Willow Osborne and Jesse Blue Eads. They go by the name Willow and Jesse. They are among the best banjo players that I've ever seen, and they're great singers to boot. They're not only well-versed in the roots of folk, but they've taken it to the next level, the singer-songwriter level. Though they live in Tennessee, I've had the pleasure of seeing Willow, at least, on the stage in Medora, North Dakota. She's been a picker most of her life, and I think Jesse has too. Both transfix their audiences with their immense talent on the ancient instrument, the banjo. It's nice to welcome them back with two brand new tunes not yet released. You're in for a real treat. Let's kick it off today with Willow and Jesse.
Little bird sitting on a barbed wire, I see you. I don't know all the winds you and your wings have been through. Are you afraid to fly or just looking at the sky? Little bird sitting on a barbed wire, I see you. Why have you decided to come to the ground? Is it to be lost or to be found? Have you seen every cloud fall through every storm? Have they left your wings all tattered and torn? Little bird sitting on a barbed wire, I see you. I don't know all the winds you and your wings have been through. Are you afraid to fly or just looking at the sky? Little bird sitting on a barbed wire, I see you. Thank you. this confusing world. When did it get so big? There are planes in the sky, snakes on the ground, and barely any more small towns. Little bird sitting on the barbed wire, I see you. I don't know all the winds you and your wings have been through. Oh, are you afraid to fly or just looking at the sky? Little bird sitting on the barbed wire, I see you.
Hi, Tom. Thank you so much for having us on the Great American Folk Show. We are so excited to be back. My name is Willow Osborne.
And I'm Jesse Blue Eads.
And together we make up the band Willow and Jesse.
Yeah, and we have two never-before-heard songs here for you. Last time we were here on the Great American Folk Show, we had some recordings that had never been heard anywhere else also. And so this is a real fun and a real privilege for us.
Folk music is such a special genre. To me, the thing that sets it apart from other genres is the storytelling element. To me, when I'm trying to write a new song, I always draw upon the folk aspect of the storytelling. How can I bring this beautiful storytelling into whatever story I'm trying to tell? Because sometimes the story you're trying to tell might just be a feeling. And, you know, we have to try and find the words that are right for whatever story we're telling. And sometimes that can be tough. But I think that folk artists have such a beautiful way of weaving melody with this beautiful story that they're trying to convey. And they always nail it. My favorite folk artist is Gillian Welsh. I think that she is just absolutely incredible and one of the greatest of all time. She always has a way of making me feel like I can connect with her story that she's telling, no matter if it's something that I've lived or that I've never experienced, which is just truly remarkable to be able to make someone feel that way.
Song that I wrote that I'm singing on, which I guess we haven't named yet. And it's not named because it was originally improvised. Well, I wanted to go back and re-record it as sort of a song, but I didn't want to refine the improvisation too much. And then Willow contributed, also essentially improvised, harmonies and more banjo playing on it.
The story is very self-explanatory, I think. We were just driving by somewhere in Texas, and I saw this little tiny bird sitting on a barbed wire, and I thought, man, you're a bird. You know, you can go anywhere in the world. You can soar up high in the sky, and you're choosing to sit down here with these loud cars that are zooming by you, and, you know, this barbed wire that is uncomfortable for your little feet, and why are you deciding to do that? So I kind of had that idea in my head for a really long time, and just trying to figure out how I wanted to convey that story in a way that, I don't know, it didn't sound silly or crazy, or I just wanted to kind of make sure I captured the feeling that I had just seeing that bird on a barbed wire and thinking, why are you doing that?
Yeah. Well, and it's so evocative. I think that maybe that's a good explanation of the angles we come at from are different, is that that's an image, you know, that you saw that is there. And then it, from that, there's so much, it's so evocative. There's so many symbols, you know, that can emerge from that. There's such a character of the little bird.
It was a cute little bird, I will say that. Maybe I'll see him someday again.
Well, and that, like, you know, versus I feel like I've come at it from, like, I like the things that don't mean anything inherently, and then maybe we can, you know, we can understand them as we may.
In any case, we're very excited to share these new songs with you. They have never been heard before. This is the first time that we have recorded them as well. So we are just thrilled to get to share them with you. And we just thank you so much again, Tom, for having us on the Great American Folk Show. We're Willow and Jesse.
Chaos turns to order, back again the chaos I wander. Inspect my surroundings, find a child frowning in the breeze at me. I see the sun take my hand.
Lay it down in the sand.
I said, son, take my hand. You know what you don't understand. Won't you take my hand? I'll teach you what you don't understand. Oh, let me teach you all the things you don't understand. Oh, let me show you, even when I'm gone, I'll still hold your hand. Oh, let me show you, even when I'm gone, I'll still hold your hand.
Tish Hinojosa is a name that you come by pretty quickly in the annals of folk music. She pulls from her rich Tejano roots and her love of country to compose some of the most poignantly crafted songs ever. Her newest effort is called With a Guitar and a Pen, and it is just so lovely. You know, long ago, I worked at this place called the Cappuccino Gardens in Grand Forks, North Dakota. I was a barista. Some people call baristas coffee slingers. But anyways, I worked there, and it was kind of like, in addition to a really cool hangout and a place to drink coffee in Grand Forks, North Dakota, it was also a hotbed for new sounds. Some of the baristas that worked there would come in. They were much older than I, and they had so much more experience in life. At least they seemed to be so much more cultured than I. They'd bring in some of their mixtapes, some of their mixed CDs. And I really got my second wave of music education at this coffee shop, from soundtracks to movies like Smoke and Until the End of the World, and then another one, a really obscure soundtrack called White Sands, to people like Lou Reed and Suzanne Vega and Mike Watt, to that darkly dreamy stuff that was on Twin Peaks. I'm talking about Julie Cruz and Angelo Badalamenti. But eventually, someone brought in Tish Hinojosa's albums, and we listened to her sing, and my gosh, it was just so beautiful. You know, you never forget when you're touched by beauty, and even if it's just for a song, in this case, music by Tish Hinojosa, it lasts a lifetime. It's like a painting. It's like a beautiful painting. Tish Hinojosa is such a treasure, and it is an honor to have her on the program today. I'm going to spin Flowers in the Garden from her latest, and then she's going to join us with a live session.
Sueño bajo el cielo de la ciudad, un arco iris de flores brillando bajo el sol. Flores, somos flores, somos flores en el jardín de este solar.
Nocturnas y las del amanecer. Hey, this is Tish Hinojosa, and I'm here to tell you a little bit about my new record called With a Guitar and a Pen and the journey that brought me here. Long ago, when I was a teenager, the music that really spoke to me was the folk and pop music of the 1960s and 70s. And by the time the 80s rolled around, I was a young woman and decided to make music my life and wanted to record and sing songs of my own. So here I am, 17 records later, and A Guitar and a Pen is born. And I'm gonna sing you a little bit of that right here, right now.
Though I knew it from the start, this guitar could break my heart. And the ink that's in this pen could drive me mad and do me in. Still they gave to me a song and taught my mind to speak and filled my soul with love and made my world complete. Yeah, sometimes the road's been rough. I didn't always make the test. Although Nashville gave me wings, I think Austin got my best. It's been a long, wild, and crazy ride, but I'd do it all again.
There's a bit of that one, and Spanish music has always been important in my life. My parents were from Mexico, and growing up listening to Mexican music was just as natural to me as anything, and I love Latino music from varied countries and different styles. But so I've started writing my own songs in Spanish, and here's one off of With a Guitar and a Pen. This is called Luna Traviesa.
Yo busco mi alma en tus olas y quiero dormir a tus pies. Bonitos recuerdos que tengo de ti, tu luna traviesa me ve. Y vengo a darte un regalo, vengo a quererte otra vez. Hermosos recuerdos que tengo de ti, tu luna traviesa me ve. Luna traviesa me llama a tu lado, luna traviesa yo canto de ti. Luna traviesa yo espero que sí, siempre te acuerdes de mí. Siempre te acuerdes de mí. Siempre te acuerdes de mí.
I hope you like the record With a Guitar and a Pen. Gracias.
This is the Great American Folk Show. I'm Tom Russo. Thank you for listening today. Hope you're having a good one wherever you may be. In the state of North Dakota, we've been blessed with many wonderful, marvelous poets. Larry Wywoody and Corbin Waldron are one-time laureates. Associate Poet Laureate Bonnie Larson Steiger in the Bismarck area. And then you got poets of the prairie like Tom Ezern and Madeline Camroot. And you got songwriting poets like June Randall, whom I remember from back in the days of the Westward Ho. You got legendary poets like Thomas McGrath, author poets like Louise Erdrich and Hyde E. Erdrich. And I always want to include Robert Bly as a North Dakota poet, but he is a Minnesota boy. No doubt our North Dakota poets breathe the same air as the Minnesota ones. Well, you know what? We all breathe the same air. And our current poet laureate is Denise Lajimadeer. You got up-and-coming poets like our next guest, Emma Katka, though to be born is to be a poet. I don't know who said that, but it's got to be true. So how can a poet be called up and coming? Maybe it's more to do with sharing than becoming. Here's three original poems from Emma Katka in the immortal words of Thomas McGrath. You can start the poetry now. Now. Start the poetry now.
My name is Emma Katka. I'm an artist and poet from Grand Forks. I grew up in a very creative and musical household, and I've been making art in one way or another for, honestly, as long as I can remember. Writing poetry has always served as a type of diary for me since I was a teenager. I'm in my 30s now, and it still serves that same purpose. Song lyrics impacted me at an early age to write poetry in a way that was driven by my emotions and my personal experiences. When I was in high school, I'd sometimes even turn my poetry into songs. To this day, no matter the form of art in which I'm creating, whether it's writing a poem, creating a photograph, painting, drawing, or making a collage, art is a place where I go to channel and process my thoughts, feelings, or experiences in a way that is productive and not destructive. And I think that's the really beautiful and special thing about music, art, and poetry. It's healing. It's safe. This first poem is titled Inner Architecture. I've got a brain like an old manor, always haunting the hallways of my own mind and thinking there's gonna be something new I'll find. But I never do. I only ever find you, everyone, and them, time and time again. I keep my love in an asylum, safe from the violence behind the walls I've built. I steadily keep both eyes on the doors and my hands on the hilt. But lately, this sword feels double-edged, protecting myself, but ultimately forming a wedge between me and something secure, because showing vulnerability has never held much allure. I've got a rib cage like a cathedral. Stained glass expands from every breath within. I've got a heart like a sanctuary, church benches filling up with anyone I ever let in. But they're all fusing to their surfaces because I can't let anything go. I've been taught what it feels like, but I still don't know. I don't have room for too many more. I've got to chisel out room or find a new door to make my heart just like a prairie, ever vast and ever winding, with soil that's meant for growing. My second poem is called Northern Lights Lesions. Aurora borealis skies, bruises on my thighs. High fidelity type of hit, sharing the same color palette. I never get tired of looking at those hues, but only when I'm looking up or directly at you. I could have stayed under that sky all night to try and spin myself a thread made out of the light. Because I've got a deep desire to stitch that borealis glow right into my scars, to make that sparkle become my seams, to produce tones that replace muscle memory screams. Yet all the same, the struggles teach something, and it's that these scars are a requisite to growing. And bravery seeps out when I leave them showing, because there's a glow in melancholy, and sometimes in metaphorically burst veins. Because when art comes from tragedy, there's a glow in the pain that never needed stitching. My last poem is called Vision. My voice may get shaky, whenever I cry or when I sing, but I take my photographs steadily and make them really mean something. There's confessions in everything, in my memories, in my bones, in my poetry, my art, and in my songs, on the gravel roads where I meet God. I can't look at anything without seeing expression, and I can't remember living without my depression. So what happens when there's peace? There's a certain discomfort in that space. There's art everywhere, and I want to swim in it. But I'm so often being rushed away in the current, sinking at sea until the water is no longer blue. I keep forgetting you can't go around. You always gotta go through. And while I might be feeling a loss, while I might be feeling lonely, I've got plenty of things that I consider wealth, none of them being money. So I'm going to wipe away my tears. I'm going to continue to sing. And there's gonna be nothing that stops me from seeing art in everything.
Support for the Great American Folk Show comes from the John and Elaine Andrist Charitable Trust, the estate of Blair Flegel, the Lorac family, and Minn Kota Power Cooperative, helping meet the electricity needs of rural member cooperatives in eastern North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota. Our power is our people. More information at minnkota.com. Bill Thomas was at Prairie Public for many years and was very instrumental at getting this show off the ground. At his retirement party last year, I remember him saying that he would now have more time to devote to music, in particular, folk music. And it just so happens that I love folk music too, and I'm always up for talking folk music, especially with an old buddy like Bill. So I headed to his house, beautiful brick house, in Moorhead, Minnesota, welcomed me in. He was just making some cookies, and he had some French press coffee going, which I love. Plenty of chairs at Bill's house. Lots of inspiring artwork around. It was a perfect environment to have a little conversation and to hear about what Bill's been up to, and especially what his favorite folk song is at the moment. I know that you play music, Bill, and I know that you're interested in American folk music. And I kind of put you to task here a little bit, and I asked you if you wouldn't mind talking about one of your favorite folk songs. And which one did you come up with here today?
Well, this one, absolutely anybody who's, well, my family who's lived with me for obviously a long time would tell you this is my favorite. I played it to my kids at bedtime. I played it at church. I played it in the living room. I played it with my old friend who plays boogie-woogie piano. This one I love to play, I love to listen to, I love the feeling that it gives.
And what's the name of this one?
It's called Make Me Down a Pallet on Your Floor. And an interesting thing about it is there's kind of two branches to the song. And a lot of folk songs are like that. Well, even popular songs, people have different versions that emphasize different things. And one version of it, which I've heard blues scholars call this kind of the New Orleans version, is this kind of bawdy song about make me a pallet on the floor, kind of the idea that like your good man won't know because you made me a pallet on the floor. And then there's what some call the Atlanta version of the song, which is more about compassion and how much you appreciate that somebody took you in when you had no place to go and opened up their door and made you a pallet on the floor, you know. So I think it's just got a lovely melody. I love the chord progression. It's a just slightly more complex than most. It's considered kind of an old blues song. Most people these days who know it heard it first from Mississippi John Hurt, the blues player from Avalon, Mississippi, who recorded in the 20s and then kind of disappeared from national public view for a long time, though he kept playing around his house in town, and then was, quote, rediscovered, unquote, in the folk revival. And this is, I heard it from him when I was in my teens, and it really struck me then, it's just a song I wanted to learn.
What else do we know about the song, Bill? I mean, you mentioned there's a couple of versions, and probably scholars have found, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7 different versions for all I know. But did anybody write it, or is it a song that's just been sort of added to over the years?
Well, somebody wrote it. You know, somebody came up with it in the first place, and the different versions of it are all based around, you know, kind of an armature that is the basic structure and sound of the song. And that phrase, make me down a pallet on your floor, is the core of the song. So clearly somebody came up with that, but it's an unknown person. It got first popularized in the 20s, at least that's when the first recordings were made. W.C. Handy and his band did a version of it, and there were various blues pickers, including Mississippi John Hurt, who recorded it. Supposedly, I don't think there's a recording of this, but Jelly Roll Morton played it down in New Orleans. It was a hot hit in a way, and it's one of those ones that's a little under the radar in terms of mass perception, but a lot of people know it.
It's interesting to hear you talk about W.C. Handy and possibly even Jelly Roll Morton doing a version of it, because I think if we know the song, we think of it as like a straight acoustic song.
Yeah, that acoustic guitar version of it is really good. Well, W.C. Handy was known for picking up those folk songs and turning them around and trying to do well with them. So, and I have heard people I know who live in New Orleans say that when the second line parades go on, that it is a song that comes up sometimes. Won't you make me down a pallet on your floor? Make me down a pallet on your floor. When I had no place to go, you opened up your door and made me a pallet on your floor. I'm going up the country through that cold rain and snow. Going up the country through that cold rain and snow. I'm going up the country through that cold rain and snow. Ain't no telling how far I might go. Oh, would you make me down a pallet on your floor? Make me down a pallet on your floor. Make me a pallet, make it down soft and low. Make me a pallet on your floor.
Make me down a pallet on your floor. That's a song that any folk singer probably knows by heart. That one in C.C. Rider, but that one is such a beautiful song. Make me down a pallet on your floor. I'm going to have Bill Thomas back on later on this year. Might even have him for a Christmas special. Might be asking you, Bill, if you're listening right now, what your favorite Christmas folk song is. So be prepared for another visit. We go across the sea right now to the home of Hattie Whitehead, a singer-songwriter from England. Her debut is out now. It's called Bloom. And the Telegraph has recently reviewed it as enthralling melodies, soul-bearing, and honest. We talk about getting right to the stuff of it and you're going to feel it too. You're going to feel everything that the Telegraph said about Hattie's new album when she joins us in just a moment. No, I really love knowing where our great English singers join us from in England. Hattie happens to be from London, southwest London. I've been there many times, and I can still hear all the stops mentioned on the tube in southwest London, like Hammersmith and Croydon and Kensington and Chelsea. Lots of places to get lost there, to have a pint and just stroll along the scenery. Richmond Park, for example, is in southwest London, nearly triple the size of Central Park in New York City. And it's famous. Richmond Park is famous for its frolicking deer. So if you ever go there, you're going to have to check it out. I imagine that Hattie has been greatly influenced by her part of the world. London is such a place of many splendors. Well, it is a pleasure to introduce to you the talented Hattie Whitehead.
Hello, Prairie Public. This is Hattie Whitehead. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I thought I would take this opportunity to tell you a little bit about my album Bloom that came out on the 4th of October. The album is a collection of songs that cover themes of family and roots, relationships, female empowerment, and there's an overarching journey through the album of regrowth and optimism after a period of grief and sadness. And this was in response to my experience of losing my mum. So with the themes of family and this being my first full-length album, there are some of my earliest memories of music making incorporated into this record. Whether that's, you know, in a song about generations of my family and growing up, becoming an adult, or in the form of a bonus track, which is at the end of the record, and it's a recording of me making up my first songs at the age of 3 with my lovely dad playing guitar. I made this album with John Reynolds, who was an incredible producer to work with. He really pushed me to my limits and helped me find the sound for the record that I felt really represented the songs perfectly. I called the album Bloom based on a track on the album called The Last to Come Along. And this is my kind of big sister song written for my brother for his birthday. And the sentiment of the song is that you grow up to be your own person, but your family and your roots and your background will always stay the same, and they will always be a part of the person that you are today. Your roots will always be there, but your life is the bit above ground that is new, and that you can choose the directions that it goes in, and you can evolve and you can bloom in your own way. And that really felt like a good sentiment for the whole album, because it feels like it's been an opportunity for me to process quite a lot and to get to know myself a little bit better. So it's really formed a little part of my soul, and I really, really hope you enjoy listening to a couple of tracks from it. Thank you so much.
I wanna know you on the inside. I wanna see the colors of your mind. And that looks like get to know you on the inside. I wanna see your darkness and your light. And though you try to push it down, you know it's gonna come back around. If you try to come along. You came with a bang, with complications. Doctors say the news could be bad. Your mother was older, your father some more. Your body was a baby, but your shoulders were sore with it all. The weight of the world, of it all. But if you are the picture I painted of you, move through your branches and drink through your roots. What's over the ground is a life that is new, but without the branches, the roots, there's no blue, there's no gets darker sometimes. Meaningless matters take on a new life. I see in your eyes through the comedy lines. The boy that's behind has a sadness that hides from it all. From it all.
trying kid. That'll do. It's just growing is something new. And if you are the picture I painted of you, move through your branches and drink through your roots. What's over the ground is a life that is new, but without the branches, the roots, there's no
far from here. There's something they call the rock and roll contra dance, and all of it happens in an old Quonset hut every Friday night from June to August. Let me tell you, son, this here is the hottest rug that you're ever gonna cut. The band is fast, they don't do ballads, they call themselves the Country Mallets. They got a drummer who shuffles the beat out on a bearskin drum. Floor's got springs and they keep it waxed. It's shinier than a skinned up axe. I think you better empty your pockets before you come.
Here
you go. Four in line, now keep it tight. Go down the hall and then back again. Now bend that line into a ring. Let's the circle left and the circle right. Clap one time and clap again. Now it's partner balance and partner swing. Serve lemonade and chewing gum. If you're looking for something stronger, well, the fiddler's got something beneath his tuck. What's in it, no one's really for sure. So if you take a pull from it, you're gonna be in for quite a buck. All right, you're going down. Four in the line, now keep it tight. Go down the hall and back again. Now bend that line into a ring. It's a circle left and a circle right. Clap one time, clap again. It's partner balance and partner swing. They only allow so many, and so if you're wondering how you're ever gonna get your chance, you gotta stay alert, keep it squirrely, for if a fella pops out just a little bit early, well, then that's your only ticket into the rock and roll contra dance. Four in a line, keep it tight. Go down the hall and back again. And bend that line into a ring. It's a circle left and a circle right. Clap one time and clap again. Partner balance, your partner swing.
That's our show for today. Thank you for listening. And thanks to our guests, Hattie Whitehead. We started it all off with Willow and Jesse, Tish Hinojosa, Poet Emma Katka, and Bill Thomas. Opening theme by Sean Watkins in Los Angeles, California. End theme by Burkham Boys in Council Bluffs, Iowa. Mary Jones is the talent producer. Elizabeth Brousseau helps out with the digital realm. Eric Dethridge is the producer and editor, and Alquist is the director. Support for the Great American Folk Show comes from the John and Elaine Andrist Charitable Trust, the estate of Blair Flegel, the Lorac family, and Minn Kota Power Cooperative. I'm Tom Brousseau. May you always find the sun until we meet again.